Let's do a moment of meditation if we could. Take a real deep breath. Allow your eyes to close and just relax for a moment. Just let go. And I'll count three and just relax even more. And two, relax. One, zero, relax. And now take the feeling that you have, the moment of relaxation, and smile. 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 And feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. And now take the feeling, the smile, and move it over to your heart and open your heart. Just open your heart. And add that smile to your heart and feel it and feel it and feel it and feel it and feel it. And now each breath that you take, allow yourself to feel more joy. Every breath brings in more joy, and smile, and compound it, and feel it, and feel it, and feel it. And let these words stay with you. The joy that you feel now is always with you. It's always there. We just need to tune into it. It's always there. Because that's what we are. We are that joy. We are that joy. And now take one moment to move into the future. See yourself leaving today. Joyful as you walk out the door. And feel the joy. Carry the joy with you. That you always are able to tune into when you come here. And now, as you slowly open your eyes, allow the joy to be even greater. As you come back, bring the joy with you. Always. 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 What a wonderful group. What an honor to be here. What an honor to be here. It's my honor to speak to you today about my passion. My passion is happiness. Happiness. Developed a theory many decades ago. It's called the intrapersonal happiness theory. Intrapersonal, what we say to ourselves. And the theory says, let happiness be your key to success in life. Make happiness the number one goal of the day. And then if you'll follow your happiness and learn from your unhappiness, each day of your life will get better. Because you'll be happier today, and this will compel the future to be happier when it arrives. You see, happiness is very, very important to all of us. But what we find is that we forget about it. Our attention goes to this outward material world, and we forget about how important our happiness is to us. So within the theory, we've developed three questions. Answer these three questions for me in your mind because they'll help us to remember our happiness. Would you rather be happy or unhappy? Would you rather be with people who are happy or unhappy? Do you treat people better when you're happy or when you're unhappy? Well, my guess is you answered happy to all three of those questions. Is that correct? You see, we've been asking these questions of people for decades, and every single person has always answered happy to those three questions, which has always been fascinating to me. So how do we do that? How do we become happier people, and how do we remember it? It doesn't do us any good to know something if we don't remember it. And that is the whole structure on which the intrapersonal happiness theory was developed. The theory has four actions and eight components. The four actions are to teach us, help us to learn how to be happier people. And the eight components are to help us keep our happiness going. Let's look at the four action. The first action, if you want to be a happier person and remember to be a happier person, at the top of each day, get up into a state of happiness. Each day, start your day getting up into a state of happiness. And once you're there, where you're thinking, today is going to be a great day, right there, you understand that level of consciousness, where you are, and then make keeping that state going your number one goal of the day. Get up into the state and say, from this moment on, I'm going to keep this state going. And then you take the second action. The second action is you go out and live your day like we always have, except for one noticeable difference. What we're really doing out there is we're trying to maintain and keep our happiness going. And if any time we realize we've lost our happiness, we're not as happy as we were when we began, we use one of the eight components that I'll talk about in just a second to get our happiness back. And then sometime during the day, you take the third action. And the third action is this. You take a moment and you ask yourself a very, very important question. What did I learn today about my happiness? And then you take a moment to write down your answer. Think about that. What did I learn about my happiness? When was I happy? What was I doing? What was going on? And you take one moment to write it down because you'll always have it. And then you take the fourth step. And the fourth action, the fourth step, is at the end of the day, you always go to sleep positive and optimistic. Always positive and optimistic. That sets up the next day, a self-fulfilling prophecy. So those are the four actions. Create the state. Once you're up into that state, make keeping that state going your number one goal. Go out and live your day. If you find that you've lost your state of happiness, you use one of the eight components to get your happiness back. You take one moment to ask yourself, what did I learn about my happiness? And you just put it in writing. And then you always go to sleep positive and optimistic. And now, let's take a moment and look at the eight components. The eight components of this theory, the intrapersonal happiness theory. The first component of the theory is commitment. I'm talking about committing to being a happier person. You see, if you want to be better at anything in life, we need to commit to it. And what we find is that when, by committing and taking action, you start the process. And that's the key to happiness. Happiness is a process. Anything that you want to be better at in life is a process. You start to learn. And what you're learning, what you're looking for, are positive changes. The things that when you do them, they help you bring you closer back to your goal. In this instance, happiness. And when you commit to being a happier person, there are two things that you're going to find really quickly that are important. And the first is recommitment. Because you're just going to go so far in the day before you have to recommit. That's how it works here in this beautiful world. So the first is recommitment. The second is what we call carryover. Carryover. You learn to take your happiness from this situation to the next situation to the next situation. You start to learn that happiness is a flow. It's like a downhill skier going down the side of a mountain. There's a tree in front, goes to the side and goes around the tree. The object of the game is to get down to the bottom of the hill and still enjoy the ride. That's what happiness is about. That takes carryover. Now, so you don't have to remember all these things, these points. For each of the components, we have an axiom, which is a positive statement. And the statement, or the axiom for the first component, commitment, is today I'll be happy and enjoy life, for that is how it should be. And why should it be? Well, what's the first question? Would you rather be happy or unhappy? What's the third question? Do you treat people better when you're happy or when you're... Those are great reasons to commit to being a happier person. The second component is love and interaction. I'm talking about a wave of love to come through you to other people. You see, the highest teachings tell us that each thought is a tube through which divine light is passing, and we should open our heart and let that love go through, that divine light go through. And behavioral science backs up that notion three ways. First of all, it tells us that all of communication is reflexive. Actually, what happens is within us, we always have to communicate. Communication is hardwired within us. Secondly, what we put out comes back to us. It's the laws of this universe. It's the law of reciprocity. It's the law of cause and effect. It's the law of attraction. It's the law of karma. And these universal laws are beautiful because when we communicate properly, when we communicate from a position of love, compassion, that has to come back to us. And when it comes back to us, it changes our perception, which is the third point. Our perceptions are formulated by our experiences. So the more beautiful experiences we have by communicating from friendly people, the more that we change, the more that we become happier. And the axiom is today I will love more, making a concerted effort to be friendlier and to initiate communication. The third component is positive communication. Simply put, if we remain positive, we will always remain happy. Check this. The next time you're anything other than happy, you're unhappy for any reason, check your thoughts, check your feelings, check your visualization. You'll find that they're negative. Okay, how do we do that then? How do we stay positive? Well, there are two things that will definitely, definitely help us. The first is starting to weed out the negativity in our life. The people, the places, the things, the commercials on television and radio. What we're doing is protecting our environment. Because our environment is stronger than our willpower. Willpower we have to engage in order to get back to positive thinking. And incidentally, thinking about the whole issue of protecting your environment, this is a beautiful environment. Come here often. This is a beautiful environment. A beautiful environment. The second thing that will help us tremendously is to start to monitor our communication. Two types of communication. Intrapersonal, what we say to ourselves, like the intrapersonal happiness theory. Interpersonal, what we say to other people. And there are two types of thoughts. Positive and negative. It's imperative that we keep both forms of communication, what we say to ourselves and what we say to other people, positive. If we have a negative thought, start the process of replacing it with a positive thought and do the best that we can always to only say positive things to other people. Because when we speak negative to other people, it lowers us and it lowers them. It's so much better to say nothing to someone than to say something that's negative. The third axiom is today I will weed out negativism, intrapersonally and interpersonally, communicating only positive thoughts, vital to happiness. The fourth component is mental relaxation. Mental relaxation is a power, it's an ability, a power to slow down the thoughts and free the mind from stress. What's the first thing that happens when we get ourselves upset? The mind, it takes off. But when you work with developing mental relaxation, you can slow those thoughts down and bring them back here. We develop mental relaxation by deep relaxation techniques and by meditation. And there are three things that will help us tremendously. When we've taken that second action, when you're out in our day and trying to keep our happiness going, those three things are patience, equanimity, and a sense of humor. Patience. Think about that. If you keep your patience, you keep your equanimity, as Judy told us. Julie said it was calm temper, evenness of mind. And a sense of humor means you're going to step out of the situation and view it from a less serious place. If you create the state at the top of the day and you never lose your patience, your equanimity, your sense of humor, there's a great chance that when you're taking the fourth action, you're in bed, understanding that tomorrow's going to be a great day too. If you look back over the day, if you haven't lost that patience, equanimity, and sense of humor, there's a good chance right there you're going to live your happiness day. And two quick things, benefits. Mental relaxation gives us better concentration, the ability to intently focus when we want to, and gives us better meditation. Meditation, the ability to focus on spirit or an aspect of spirit. Cheerfulness, positive thinking, joy, wisdom, love, any of the aspects of spirit. The axiom is today I will relax and work to develop patience, equanimity, and a sense of humor in all situations. The fifth component of the theory is awareness. Awareness that there is happiness in our life. And that happiness is always being communicated to us when we're aware of it. Awareness starts talking about conscious awareness. to when you start to live here in the now. Because here in the now is where the happiness is. It's inside you now. It's here. So we start by trying our best to keep where our mind is, same place our feet is. So often, our feet are here and the mind is there and it's in the back. Coming back to here and now, and two beautiful things that will help us to develop conscious awareness. The first is gratitude. Gratitude, you all know about gratitude. Gratitude. Such a powerful, powerful tool. I teach classes in happiness. And a couple months ago, I was talking about gratitude. And a beautiful woman in the class, she said, every night before I go to sleep, I count my blessings, all the things that I have to be grateful for. That's a beautiful thought. Going to sleep, gratitude and positive and optimistic, good Lord. That's awareness. And one last thing regarding awareness. One of the things that will help the most is smiling. Practicing smiling. Think about it. When you smile, it brings you right back to here and now. Conscious awareness. And it puts you back in tune with your number one goal of the day, to be happy. The axiom is, today I'll be more aware of and enjoy the communication around me. And enjoy is spelled I-N-J-O-Y. Because when you're in joy, you're right back to your number one goal. The sixth component is the self-concept. What we think about ourselves. Simply put, happy people believe themselves to be happy. Unhappy people believe themselves to be unhappy. But here's what we do. We go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. We believe we're happy in this situation. We believe we're unhappy in that situation. Instead of just working with the self-concept. Because when you change the self-concept, you change the person. And when you change the person, you change the person's circumstances. And we change the self-concept by positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive visualizations, and positive actions. And speaking of positive action, remember the first action of the day, getting up in that state of happiness? What we have within the theory is called the morning axiom procedure. For each of these axioms, you just take a 3x5 card and you put all 8 axioms on there. And then in the morning, you take one moment to read through all 8. Today, I'll be happy and enjoy life. That's how it should be. You start to get yourself up. Today, I will love more. All right? You go through all 8 and you come back to 6. The 6th axiom for the self-concept, today I will feel and act as the person I imagine myself to be, happy. Take a deep breath, you allow your eyes to close and you smile, just like we did. See, that gives us positive thoughts, gives us positive feelings because we're feeling that happiness, and then we add positive visualization. You visualize yourself going through your day, adding happiness. And you do it and tell your subconscious mind, this is what I want. And put it in there to where you tell the universe, this is what I want. The superconscious mind, yes. Your own masters and guides will be looking down going, okay, okay, he's serious today. He wants to be happy today. Indeed. What we're doing is setting up a self-fulfilling prophecy for that day. That changes the self-concept. The 7th component is goal striving. Setting and achieving goals. This is a component that would have to be included in any theory of how to be a happier person. But what we're talking about here is proper goal striving. Like the axiom implies, the 7th axiom is, today I will have faith in my abilities, establishing goals and reaching them while maintaining a sense of humor. I will stay energized. And that energized is that abundant state of happiness that you already created. So what we're talking about is understanding that everything in life we can achieve and be happy means we're going to enjoy it while we're doing it. There are 2 types of goals, inner and outer goals. The outer goals, the things that we need to achieve for our loved ones, for ourselves. If you believe it's going to help you to be happier and help other people to be happy, go for it. All the power within you, go for those goals. We need those goals. And then there are inner goals. Inner goals. The things that when we work with them, when we change ourselves in that way, it helps us to be better people for ourselves, for our loved ones, for everyone we come in contact with. And I can think of 8. Becoming a more joyful person, a happier person? Becoming a more loving person, more compassion, more positive and optimistic? A more relaxed person, a person of peace, a more aware person, being stay right here. The joy is always inside us. Changing our self-concept to where we start to really understand how beautiful we are. Every person is so wonderful. Every person is so unique. The Spirit is within all of us. That seventh component, success. Success. We have that cerebral mechanism within us. That success mechanism is in us. All we have to do is just point it in the right direction. And the eighth is becoming a more spiritual person. The eighth component of this theory is the universal power. Spirit, God, Source, Tao, Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, however you choose to spiritually believe it. This theory doesn't condone or push in any direction. It just makes three points. The first, that something wonderful, wonderful is running this universe. The second, that that something is in full support of all of us becoming happy, positive, actually supports all eight of these components. And the third is there's a reason that we all answer happy to those three questions. You see, when we start to work with these four components and these four actions and these eight components, what happens is we start to develop a happiness intuition. Intuition, to intuit, to learn from within, that's what intuition is. And when we start to work with this, we start to just know the things that will help us to be happier and help other people to be happier. Because what we're doing is we're working from a deeper level, the deepest level that we have, and that's our soul. Our soul is a reflection of spirit. Spirit is happiness, joy, bliss. So when we start to work in these areas, we start to bring out of us what is already in us at the soul level. It's like there's a great Hindu sage. His name is Patanjali. And he said, as soon as the attention is free from the object of distraction, it can reveal the soul. I'll say it again for the people writing it down. As soon as the attention is free from the object of distraction, it can reveal the soul. It's like this. If we have a powerful flashlight, like these new flashlights you see on television that can shine out 100 yards, you put those out there in the dark and you can see way out there with them, all right? Well, if we take our hand and we put that hand over the lens of that flashlight, it's not shining out anymore. It's shining in the back because the hand is an object of distraction. And as soon as you remove the hand, the light shines out again. That's the same as us. As soon as we move our attention from this outside world to back into what we really are, then we start to shine out with joy, with happiness, with bliss. And that is the bare bones of the intrapersonal happiness theory. Thank you. Thank you.